Now hear the word of the Lord as it is written in Divine Providence, number 73. Freedom is wholly a matter of love, so that love and freedom are united. Moreover, because love is a person's life, freedom is also a matter of his life. In general, there are three kinds of freedom: natural freedom, rational freedom, and spiritual freedom. Natural freedom everyone has hereditarily. From his heredity, a person loves only himself and the world. His initial life is nothing else. And because all evils spring from these two loves, and his evils consequently become matters of one's love, it follows that to think and will evils is a person's natural freedom, and that when he has confirmed them in himself by reasonings, he does them in freedom in accordance with his reason. His doing so is owing to his faculty called reason, a freedom, and his confirming them is owing to his faculty called rationality. Rational freedom results from a love of one's reputation for the sake of honor or material gain. The delight of this love is to appear in outward demeanor like a moral person. And because he loves such a reputation, the person does not defraud, commit adultery, take revenge, or blaspheme. Moreover, because he makes this behavior a matter of his reason, he also acts in freedom in accordance with his reason, in an honest, just, chaste, and friendly manner. Indeed, he may speak well in accord with reason in support of such conduct. If, however, his rational conduct is natural only, and not at the same time spiritual, this freedom is merely external freedom and not internal. For despite his conduct, the person does not love these good actions inwardly, but only outwardly. Consequently, the good things that he does are not good in themselves. He may even say that such things are to be done for the sake of the public good, but he says it not out of a love for the public good, but out of a love for his own honor or gain. His freedom, therefore, draws none of its qualities from a love for the public good, and neither does his reason, because it yields to his own love. Consequently, this kind of rational freedom is a more interior, natural freedom. Spiritual freedom results from a love of eternal life. No one else comes into that love and its delight but one who thinks that evils are sins, and for that reason does not will them, and who at the same time looks to the Lord. As soon as a person does this, he is in that state of freedom. This kind of freedom does not appear at first to be freedom, even though it is. But afterward, it does appear to be so. And a person then acts in real freedom in accordance with real reason, thinking, willing, speaking, and doing what is good and true. This state of freedom grows as the exercise of natural freedom decreases and becomes its servant, and as it unites itself with rational freedom and purifies it. Anyone can come into this spiritual freedom, provided he is willing to believe that life is eternal, and that any delight and blessedness of life in time, for time, is but as a fleeting shadow compared to the delight and blessedness of life in eternity to eternity. Moreover, a person can believe this if he is willing to, because he has rationality and freedom, and because the Lord, from whom he has these two faculties, continually gives him the ability. Amen. Here end the readings. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it.